Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Now, I am not reintroducing the idea of purgatory, but on the other hand, I do believe the baby was thrown out with the bathwater. With that came a belief, when you die, you're instantaneously and magically made perfect.
The soul of someone who dies immediately goes into eternity. There is no place where you make up for your sins. There is no purgatory. In the twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
This is Wretched Radio. It is Witness Wednesday. I am at Georgia Tech. Today, I am so pumped about this. I've been looking forward to this so much because there was an article that I stumbled across written by Mary Eberstadt from the Hoover Institution at Stanford University. And the title of it is Pornography the New Tobacco? And she goes about making the case that back in the 50s, an individual would say tobacco, smoking, fine. Pornography, terrible. Today, just the opposite. Pornography, fine. Smoking, very bad. And with that, the ad campaign of, well, I would suggest mostly liberal people in going against the supposed moral evil of smoking has done a masterful job of bringing down smoking in this country. 50% of Americans used to smoke. Do you believe that? 50%. In 1950. It's down to 20% now. Why? Because it's bad to smoke. And in the meantime, back then, pornography, yeah, Playboy was out there, I think, back then, but it was something filthy and dirty. These days, as we've heard on the campuses before, not a problem. Pornography, hey, it's a private act, no worries. So today what we'd like to do is challenge people to have them think through which is the most morally evil thing. Is it pornography? Is it smoking? Is it abortion? Is it hooking up? Which, by the way, if you're not familiar with the term, it's like one night stand taken to a whole new level. You don't know the person. You don't even talk to the person. You just hook up and then be on your way. Wow. I got to tell you something. That's a conscience that has got to be pretty seared if that doesn't trouble you the morning after. We are going to try to challenge them to come up with the list, the order of morality. So let's see if we can maybe get to their conscience a little bit and help them understand a moral order. And that maybe while smoking, not saying it's a sin, I've always just said it's stupid. Can we get them to admit that abortion is worse? Can we get them to admit that pornography is worse? Can we get them to admit that hooking up is worse? We'll see. All right. I am at my favorite fishing hole, and there's a guy sitting here eating a big, it's a Mexican thing. And I'll see if he'll answer my question for me. Hey, sir, could I ask you a quick question while you're eating your, oh, it's a potato, is what it is. All right, I'll let you swallow. Uh-huh. I'm going to ask you a question. By the way, dude, you need some sunblock. You're getting baked.
Really?
Yeah, you're looking a little red. Or do you always look that way?
No, maybe I do.
No, you're looking like you got a little sun.
Well, maybe I should go inside then.
All right. Well, maybe sunblock.
Maybe that.
All right. Here's my question for you. I would like to have you answer for me which you think is the worst thing. I'm going to give you a couple of options, and you tell me which one you think is worse. All right?
All right.
All right, here we go. Is smoking worse or watching pornography worse? Which one?
I think smoking is worse.
Smoking is worse. All right, let's try another one.
Depends on what your consideration of bad is, but...
Well, bad. Not good. Morally wrong.
Well, morally, I think watching pornography, but if it comes to, like, health, then I guess smoking is a lot worse.
Okay. All right, so if you, in your life, in your personal life, which one would you like to do the least? Smoke or watch pornography?
Smoke.
Really? All right. How's about smoking versus abortion?
Smoke.
Smoking is worse than abortion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you familiar with the term hooking up? Do you know what that is?
I guess so.
Yeah. That's apparently what college students do these days a lot. They just meet a complete stranger, intimate with one another, and then go their separate ways. Kind of a one-night stand sort of deal.
Yeah. Right?
Which one do you think is morally worse, smoking or hooking up?
Smoking.
Smoking again.
Oh, hang on. Morally? Yeah, I think they're... So from a moral point of view, I think they're both, like, not wrong.
They're not. Neither one is bad in this case.
Moral point of view. Right. Yeah.
So if you had to decide, okay, you've either got to hook up or smoke a cigarette.
Then I'd rather hook up.
You'd rather hook up. All right, dude. Hey, put some sunblock on. I mean it.
Yeah, well.
All right, you're getting baked. It's getting a little toasty out here. Okay, I am going to, right now, walk over to a quiet place, sit down, kind of squatting style, put my thumb in my mouth, and cry. Smoking is worse than abortion. Oh, we've come a long way, baby. I'm sorry. This is just terribly depressing to me. Let's try another pollster. This is George Barna reporting from Georgia Tech. Excuse me. Hey, I know you're busy studying, so I'll make this very quick. I want to ask you a question on the radio, if that's okay.
Okay.
All right? I want to ask, you're studying. Yeeks. What is this?
Computer architecture.
Yeeks. Looks horrible to me. I don't understand any of this. You've got a different type of brain than I do. I would like to ask you a philosophical, moral question. Okay? Which do you think is morally worse? Smoking or viewing pornography? Which one do you think is worse?
Well, honestly, I think viewing pornography would be morally worse. Because morally, the idea of reproduction or even doing sex as anything more than, say, a form of entertainment. I mean, for anybody else, sex is something more than just entertainment. It's something more serious. There are more serious connotations to it.
All right.
Smoking is probably something you would do, which would be bad for you on a personal level. It may be bad for you around you. But I do not really think it affects somebody's moral character as such.
Interesting. What about the difference between smoking and abortion? Which do you think is morally worse?
Again, I think I would say abortion is probably morally worse.
Now, may I ask you, you were pretty clear in your decision-making. What informed those decisions?
I guess it's a lot to do with my upbringing and the ideals that were instilled in me when I grew up.
What ideals are those?
I guess I believe that it's wrong to kill a human being.
But are the religious morals, where did you, just family values, where did you get those?
Family values in the society I live in. It's more that than religion as such, it's more the society I lived in.
Are you a religious person?
I don't know.
You don't? You were doing so well before. What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know what. How would you define a religious person?
Somebody who believes in a deity and maybe has some values that surround that?
Yes, then I am.
A follower of a divine being?
Yes.
What are you, may I ask?
I'm a Hindu.
Tell me what it means to be a Hindu. Convert me to Hinduism. I'd love to learn.
Well, I really would not do a propaganda.
I'm asking you. I want you to convert me.
Because I would probably call myself an agnostic more than anything else.
So you're a backslidden Hindu.
Yeah, you could call it that.
Okay. How many gods are there in Hinduism?
A crore.
I'm sorry?
A million?
A million?
Yeah.
I've heard like 300 million.
No, a million.
A million.
Yeah.
That seems like a lot of gods.
Yes.
Doesn't it?
Yes.
What do those gods do? Do they have power?
I don't believe. I guess my beliefs are sort of different from the traditional Hindu beliefs as such. I just believe that there is a supreme being. It doesn't matter what you call him by name. It could be one of those 1 million gods, or it could be any other religion following any other deity as such.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that there is some supreme being who, at some level, controls what goes around in this world.
Okay. Let me challenge that, okay?
Okay.
This is who I think God is. Mm-hmm. I think God is Ravi Shankar. And if I listen to his third CD 8 times right before I die, I'm going to spend eternity eating curry with Ravi Shankar. That's what I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. Am I wrong?
I wouldn't say that.
Come on!
I wouldn't say that God isn't Ravi Shankar. I would say God is the music that he plays.
What? Explain that to me.
Yeah, because what is a supreme being? It's somebody who makes you attain a different level. It's something from where you're able to get out of yourself and go into something else, something more at a more elevated plane, something more divine.
But how do you know it's the music? Because that elevates.
Yeah.
Okay, but then shouldn't you say to me that I'm wrong? Ravi Shankar is not God?
Ravi Shankar is not God, that's what I said.
So I'm wrong.
Yes, in that
There sense, you go, that's good.
Yeah.
So it does matter what you believe.
Okay, I didn't get that question.
Well, you originally said it just doesn't matter what you believe. As long as you have a faith, as long as you believe in something, it can be any of the million gods as long as you believe it. I said, well, I think God is Ravi Shankar. Clearly I'm wrong. So it does matter what you believe.
No, I guess what I would say is that it doesn't matter what you believe, because you may believe it is Ravi Shankar who is God,
yeah,
but it is probably not the person himself, but what he does and what is...
So what I'd be wrong.
What you... the thing is, you would... In
oh,
your
please
understanding.
Call me wrong. Just tell me I'm wrong. Please.
No.
Come on.
No.
Not only will I not get mad, I will rejoice. I will do a little Ravi Shankar dance in front of you. If you just say, sir, you're wrong. Ravi Shankar is not God. Come on. You can do it. It is so liberating. You have no idea how good it is. Try it.
No.
Oh, will you sit tight for a minute? I've got to take a break deal. And I'll come back and I want to challenge you on something else, okay? Keep studying. You've got 3 minutes to get your homework done. All righty? It's Witness Wednesday on Wretched Radio.
Hey, thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. You know, there's no shortage of voices telling women how to handle anxiety, how to navigate relationships, how to find their identity. If the content we're producing at Fortis Institute has been meaningful to you, I want to ask you to prayerfully consider becoming an ongoing monthly gospel partner. Just go to fortisinstitute.org right now and find out what it would look like for you to be a part of getting content like The Better Way into the hands of women who need it. Wretched. Amazing grace, amazing gospel. Have you ever wanted to take a tour of Europe, but you couldn't swing the airfare? Good news, Todd Friel's already gone for you. Our resource on the Shoulders of Giants takes you across 6 countries to meet your Christian ancestors, the Reformers, the men who were strangled, quartered, and burned alive so you could hold a Bible in your own language and understand the gospel of grace. On the Shoulders of Giants, it is streaming for free right now on Fortis Plus. Simply visit fortisplus.org.
Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke? Or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, you know, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Masters University in Southern California. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Masters University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
You know those really big questions you get when your kid comes home from college? You know the ones about whether God exists, if the Bible can be trusted, why there's evil in the world, or what's wrong with everyone else's view on sexuality? Yeah, those. Road Trip to Truth doesn't dodge them. This resource is hosted by John Ferbarez, and it goes straight to college campuses and talks to students who are asking these very same questions. All 4 seasons available right now on Fortis Plus for free. FortisPlus.org. A lot of us got handed a choice we never agreed to. Faith on one side, reason on the other. So, when talk turns to fossils or the age of the universe, you kind of feel that knot. You know, you believe God's word, you just can't explain why. That's exactly what In the Beginning with Dr. Jason Lyle is for. He's a PhD astrophysicist who takes the hardest questions in science and makes them clear and biblical. New episodes of In the Beginning heard every Wednesday on every single podcast platform in existence. Or on the Fortis Plus app at fortisplus.org. You know, you can love the Lord with absolutely everything in you and still go mute when somebody asks you, how do you even know the Bible is true? You feel the answer deep down, you just can't put it into words. And Dr. Jason Lyle has spent his entire career studying the universe. And in his new series, Irrefutable Proof of Creation, he asks the hard questions about God and turns doubt into confidence. Irrefutable Proof of Creation is streaming right now on Fortis Plus, with new episodes dropping every week.
Know your church fathers. Ignatius of Antioch was a disciple of Peter and John and the Bishop of Antioch. He was arrested and sentenced to die in the Roman arena. As he prepared to go to his death, Ignatius said, "Let fire and cross, flocks of beasts, broken bones, and dismemberment come upon me, so long as I attain to Jesus Christ."
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Can a God be God if he doesn't care that bad things happen? That is the question. This is Wretched Radio. I'm standing here at Georgia Tech with three guys. And, dude, you are the one who believes that there's a God, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you guys think that there's a God?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you believe there's a God?
I think that my beliefs about God would not line up with yours.
Yeah. I'm just asking you. Do you think that there is a God?
Let's say no for our purposes.
All right, let's say no for it. So there's no God.
Right.
All right. If there was a God, do you know how many murders took place in the 1990s in the United States? Big number. Take a shot. 200,000 people were murdered in this country. 100,000 of them were brought to justice. That means 100,000 got off scot-free, did horrible things to people, and got away with it. Do you think that if God exists, he should deal with those people and give them what they deserve, if there's a God?
I don't think that there's any, you know, force on in this life that can deal with people outside of, you know, the laws of men. You know, and maybe in the...
But if God, God exists...
Life, I don't know what happens.
Right, I understand. So this is a fantasy right
now. If God exists, yeah. I mean, if your God exists, then yeah, he definitely is.
All right, okay, then let's transition. Let's say it's my God. Okay, I'm a Christian. That probably doesn't shock you, right? I'm a Christian.
Doesn't shock me.
I believe that the God of the Bible exists. If that God exists and he's perfect and he's holy, what do you think he should do with lawbreakers?
Supposedly, God has a good idea about what's going on. Perfect, yeah. All-powerful, all-knowing.
Yeah.
Why even worry about this? Why not just try to do what God says to do and forgive those that, you know,
here's
that
why.
Transgress? That's
here's
the whole
why.
Idea of Christianity.
Because God has told us what to do. Mm-hmm. Keep the laws, be pure, don't lie, don't steal, right. Don't cheat, don't be angry,
right.
Don't lust.
Right.
You haven't done that. God's right response to you would be to be angry with you.
Okay, so that's it then. God could be angry.
That's right.
But why worry about...
Because God is angry at you.
People who... Are you a sinner?
Yeah.
So you should worry about what God thinks about you.
I do.
And we should let the laws of men worry about how to punish people
but see,
in this life.
If he's the just judge of all the earth, he's the supreme judge who's going to give an account for all the things that the police miss. Okay, for instance, guys, the books get opened up. Every thought, every word and deed, the police don't catch those things, but God does. He's a just God. You confess to breaking his laws. If you're guilty... What should God do with you? Should he send you to heaven, or should he send you to hell?
Well, that depends on if heaven and hell.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. Heaven's good, hell is a bad place. What should a just God do with somebody like you who's broken the laws? Would God, if he's just, send you to heaven or hell?
I mean, this is a different opinion of God. Are we talking about your God?
Yes.
Probably hell, because I'm not a Christian, so I mean, but...
No, because you're a lawbreaker. Not because you're not a Christian, but because you're a lawbreaker.
What laws have I broken, though?
Lying, lusting. Have you ever blasphemed God's name?
I was just the other day, but I mean, that isn't... Okay. That's defined in your rules. That's not in my rules.
Well, no, those are God's rules, and they're either true or false.
But again, this is defined... You assume that God is your God, and within mine, I have a different definition,
okay.
So it's a different...
Fair enough, but if my God is the true God, what would he do with you?
Again, if your God was a true God, I would go to hell because I'm, quote-unquote, not a Christian.
Okay. No, because you're a lawbreaker. That's the difference.
No, I believe that
you, if the God, true God is God,
Jesus Christ, I am not going to heaven.
Yeah. But you're going...
I mean, I've been told that on multiple occasions.
But let me help you out theologically. You don't go to heaven for not believing in Jesus. That's just one of your crimes. You go for breaking God's laws, okay? Criminals go to jail for breaking the laws. People go to hell because they've broken the laws, not because they're not Christians. So, guys, you'd be going to hell, right?
I mean, I'm happy that my God is much better than yours, probably.
But if mine exists, yours doesn't.
But I would be glad
doesn't.
To be to your hell.
I would love
yeah,
to
with you.
Oh, no, you wouldn't.
Yeah,
you have no idea how bad it is.
Because of you, we didn't eat and we may be dying.
Go.
Right now.
Go. Okay, guys, gentlemen.
I would love to go to hell.
I thank you very much for the chat. You would not want to go there, sir. Alrighty. Well, this is interesting. Wait a second. We had an onlooker. Young lady, you were eavesdropping, weren't you?
I surely was.
What did you think about what just happened there?
I didn't hear the initial question, but I heard parts of it. Thought it was interesting.
What part was interesting?
What was your initial question to them?
Would you consider yourself to be a good person? And they said, yeah, we're good guys. And I asked them some questions that I think prove that they're not good guys, that they're actually bad guys. That's how all that happened.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Yeah. Do you think you're a good person?
In what terms?
By the standard of the Ten Commandments.
I think that I try my best to follow Jesus' example.
All right. Yeah. Would you consider yourself to be a good person?
I consider myself to be sinful.
You do?
So, yeah, I am.
So you're a bad person?
Not necessarily a bad person, but if you're going to use it by Bible terms, you know, only God is good.
Yeah? Okay, so you'd be bad. Yes?
In terms of sinful, yes, all of us are.
Right. So being sinful makes you a bad person, right?
I guess, I mean, it depends what you're defining it by.
Yeah, well, I take it you're a Christian, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of a trick question then if you're a Christian. The exact precise right answer would be, oh yeah, I'm a sinful person, but I'm a forgiven person, and God is growing me in holiness. That would be maybe the right way to say it, or to say that I have an alien righteousness in me. But in and of myself, I'm a bad guy. I've lied, I've stolen, I've lusted, I've blasphemed. I deserve God's wrath, but Jesus took my place, and he took my punishment for me. I repented, apologized for my sins, turned from my sins, putting my trust in Jesus, and he forgave me and granted me everlasting life based on Jesus' goodness, not mine. And so now, even though my past is very sinful, and I still sin as a Christian, he's growing me in holiness. That might be the most precise way to put it if you're a Christian. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I think that a lot of that is right.
A lot or all?
I mean... It's funny because, I mean, I heard different things that you said to them, and, you know, they're not all biblically based.
Which, grab one. Which one was it? Where do you think I was off?
Belief in hellfire.
Oh, you don't think God sends people to hell?
I believe that there nowhere in the Bible does it speak of a burning hell. There is some
Matthew 25.
There are some figurative things in there. However, if you look up the terms that are used in the original writings, hell is just mankind's common grave.
Mm-mm.
Yes, it is.
It's a lake of sulfur, weeping and gnashing of teeth.
The second judgment, that's something different.
What religion are you?
I'm one of Jehovah's Witnesses.
I figured as much. There
yeah,
we go.
Yeah.
And you don't believe that Jesus is God, right?
I believe he's God's son.
But not God.
No.
Is he Michael the Archangel?
Yes, he is.
Okay. So you don't have a payment for your sins?
I do.
Who is it?
I do. Jesus' death, Jesus died, John 3:16.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus died so that people who put their faith in him.
Have you read the Gospel of John?
I have.
Do you know how many times Jesus calls himself God in that Gospel?
You know what? There is, if you were to take your time and to study, you would see that Jesus says, there are many gods, yet there is one true God.
And oh, all the
yes,
other gods are false.
False,
it's the first
yes.
and second commandment.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
However, it says, in the beginning, Jesus was with God, or Jesus was... or
was God.
Was God.
The same was in the beginning
God.
With God. Nope.
There's an article there.
Actually, isn't an article there.
There is an article there.
No, because there's... No, for in Greek, there's no article. You're right with what you're saying, but you just have it flipped.
Okay.
In order for it to say the God, it would have to have a huh in front of it, which would be the for us. But it doesn't have it. But later in the same chapter of John, it does. So it kind of gets defeated. And furthermore, in the rest of the Gospel of John, he calls himself God so clearly.
But if you were... I mean... It just depends. Your answer will come based on the way how you look for it. You know, if you're looking humbly to find the right answer, you will find the right answer.
But Jesus said he's the answer.
He's
the way, the truth, the life.
Nobody
comes to the Father but through him.
Through him, exactly.
Right. And what happens if they don't go through him? What happens to people? Where do people go?
Everybody will have, I mean, they're not left in a burning hell. If God is love, God is definitely not going to
torment but love hates
people.
Sin, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
And he would put an end to that. Just like
not
the
if
Bible
he's just
says,
and not if the offense is
no
eternal.
More.
Let me leave you with a thought, all right? If I'm wrong, what's going to happen to me when I die?
What's going to happen to you? You will have you won't be able to take part in everlasting life when the earth is restored to paradise.
What'll happen? So I'm kind of gone.
You're gone. That's
so it. Really, not too bad. I'll be no more conscious of life than I was before I was born, right?
Exactly.
Right. If I'm right, what's going to happen to you?
If you're right, as far as what?
Jesus Christ is God himself who died on the cross to save people from the wrath of God. If I'm right, what'll happen to you?
What'll happen to me? Well, I'm putting faith in Christ. And
not the right one, but not the one that I'm talking about. So if I'm right and you're wrong, what'll happen to you?
Well, it wouldn't matter if you're right or you're wrong.
Oh, it does. If I'm right, what'll happen?
Because I know what the truth is, and the truth is what matters.
You know what? I did the little fantasy. If you're right, nothing happens to me. I'm okay. But if I'm right, you're going to hell. Agreed?
Agreed.
All right. Have a good day, Rachel. Thank you very much. It's Witness Wednesday, Georgia Tech. Until tomorrow, go serve your king.